Namanda,
this morning we had our sutra chanting of Jusege. There is an English translation of Jusege on page 22 of the Red Book. I'd like to begin my message today by reading one line. Actually, the Jusege starts on page 22. I'll just read one line that I'd like to share as my reflection for today's message. It's on page 22. I will open the Dharma storehouse and bestow upon all the treasures of my virtues. Hitobito no tame ni subete no oshie o toki akashi, hiroku kudoku no takaro o otaeyo to namandabutsu 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Does anybody have a stomach ache? Leftover Halloween candy? Yeah. We went trick or treating. We went to Mr. Shimoide's house, and then Dioma fell asleep on the way to the next house. So we only hit one house this year. But fortunately, we have a lot of trick or treaters who come to our door in our neighborhood from about 6:30 until about 9, about every 5 minutes, it seemed like the doorbell was ringing. So I know a few of you live in Fiesta Garden, so you know kind of what it's like. This was real kind of culture shock for my wife, because where we lived before, we didn't have trick-or-treaters. So she was like, why are all these people keep coming? Oi na! But so our theme for this week is gifts. We're talking about gifts. We all received gifts of candy on Halloween night. But today we're talking about the gift of the Dharma, the gift of the Dharma. And we chanted the Jusege this morning. And in the Jusege, the Buddha, Amida Buddha, before he becomes a Buddha, he's making a promise. And he's promising that he will open the Dharma storehouse. Like he's opening this this storehouse, just like maybe some of your neighbors opened up a big bowl of candy for you and dropped some candy into your buckets. So the Buddha opening wide the Dharma storehouse and bestowing the treasures of his virtues on all of us. So giving us the good gifts of the Dharma. So today I'd like to reflect on what does it mean to get the gift of the Dharma? The Dharma. Can anyone tell me what the Dharma is? It's a word we use a lot here at the temple. What does it mean? Dharma. Anybody? Teachings. Okay, the teachings of the Buddha. The word Dharma literally means law, actually. It's something that's true in all cases. So not like a law that you have to follow, but rather something that's always true, like the laws of nature. It could be understood as a kind of absolute truth, something that's always holds true. And so that's what the meaning of the Buddha's teaching is, the Dharma, something that's always true. It's always helpful in our lives. And so we receive this gift. So the gift of the Dharma is the gift of knowing what is true. So in a sense, it's the gift of knowledge or the gift of understanding. Many of us get this gift from our parents, right? Our parents teach us many things. What are some of the ways that your parents or your grandparents or someone close to you in your life has taught you a lesson? What is something, a way that someone you know teaches you something? Can you think of something? Is anybody here? Do their parents teach you how to tie your shoes? Or I see some no. Where did you learn how to tie your shoes? You forgot? Okay, yeah. So I learned a lot from my parents too. And one of the great things that my parents did when I was growing up was they would take me for trips. We would go places. go to new places I'd never been before, and that was a chance to learn something new, to learn about a new place. I grew up in a very small town in Minnesota. Our backyard was facing onto one part of the backyard faced a cornfield, and the other part faced a cow pasture. So I could walk out to my backyard and see cows, and they would walk right up, but there was an electric fence there, so I had to be very careful not to reach over and try to pet the cow, or I would get a surprise. So one vacation that we took when I was very young, one of the first vacations I remember taking with my father was to New York City. My mother had a business trip in Newark, New Jersey, and so we flew to New Jersey, and then my dad and I went into New York City for a couple days to kind of tour around. And this was in the 1980s, so it's a long time ago. And at that time, it was almost impossible for people from America to go to Russia. Now Russia is very open. Russians come here. Americans can go to Russia on vacation. But at that time, it was like a kind of another world that nobody had ever been to. Nobody we knew could even go there. And so we decided that we would go to a Russian neighborhood. We heard there's a Russian neighborhood where you can meet real Russians. We thought, wow, that was so exotic. You know, what's it going to be like? And we had visions of people walking around, even though it was early September, we had walking around, you know, fur hats, maybe some dancing bears in the street, Soviet tanks driving down the boulevard. We got on the train, we saw, you know, this map, it said Russian neighborhood. So we got on the train, went out to, I think it was in Coney Island, we got off the train, we walked around. You know, it was different from where I'm from. It was, you know, big city, lots of storefronts, but we just couldn't seem to find the Russian neighborhood. So we walked into a shop and we said, excuse me, we're looking for the Russian neighborhood. And the lady behind the counter said, you're in the Russian neighborhood. It looked just like every place else. It just happened to be the people there were Russian, ethnically Russian. So, you know, we were looking for something, we were trying to find something, but it turned out that we were already there. You know, we thought that we needed to go someplace else. We thought that we needed to, you know, search around and that there would be something very different that we would notice. But actually, we were right there. We were right in the middle of the Russian neighborhood. And I think that in many cases, this is what our life is like. We think we need to go someplace else or, go to a different place. We think there's some place outside of ourselves that we can find something interesting, we can find some way to be happy, but really, we're in a very interesting place, right here, right now. We've already arrived at our destination, that we're right here, right now. There are immeasurable ways to learn new things, to discover new truth, and to find out about new people. They're right here, all around us. And that is one of the important insights of the Buddha's teaching, that right here, right now, just as you are, that's okay. You don't need to be anything else. You don't need to get anything else to be happy. And in our teaching, we feel that feeling of at peace right here, right now, in the words Namo Amida Butsu, right? We say that a lot in our service. We say Namo Amida Butsu because that's the voice of the Buddha telling us, you're already there. You've already arrived. And that's the truth of the Dharma. That's the great gift we get from the Buddha. That feeling of, I've already arrived. That I'm already settled. Right here, right now, I'm okay. And that everything is going to work out for the best. That's what our teaching tells us. And so we have a special word for this. It's kind of an unusual word. It's the word shinjin. It means a feeling of entrusting heart, that feeling of everything is okay, that you have a kind of peace of mind. Peace of mind. You're not worried. You're not scared. You just feel everything's going to be okay. And that's a great gift we get from the Buddha, the gift of the truth of the Buddha's teaching. It's said that it's such a rare and wonderful gift that it's like winning the jackpot. Have you ever won anything? Have you ever won a prize before? Remember when I was in high school, the only time I ever really remember winning anything, when I was in high school, we had a high school all-night graduation party, and I won one of those little college refrigerators, and I thought, wow, I've never won anything before, and this is actually something useful and cool that I wanted one of these. There's a famous story about a very devout Buddhist in Japan whose name was Saichi. Has anyone here ever heard of Saichi before? Asahara Saichi, a few people in the back kind of nodding their heads. Saichi was a very interesting guy. He did all kinds of interesting things. And one day he was at a temple listening to a Dharma talk. And the priest at the temple said that Shinjin, this gift of this feeling of perfect peace and happiness in the Buddhist teaching, is so rare, it's like hitting the jackpot. It's like winning the lottery. And you know what Saichi did right then? Atata! Which means, I won! I got it! That he had that feeling of happiness, and he was so happy, he jumped up and startled everybody in the room. Even the priest stopped talking and kind of stared at him. But he really got it, and he just expressed it joyfully in that way. And that's the feeling we should have when we really hear the Buddha's Dharma. That, wow, this is so great because I can be happy just as I am, just right now, because I know that the teaching of the Buddha will provide me strength and guidance no matter what difficulties I may face in life. And that's what we mean when we say Namo Amida Butsu. It's just six short sounds, but it expresses all that wonderful and joyful meaning. So, I'd like to express briefly what I've just shared in Japanese. じゃあ、短く日本語で言いたいと思います。まあ、さっき朝原祭地のお話したんですけど、この妙光尼がお念仏を切って信心をいただくというのは宝くじに当たったということ。 祭地さんが御法話を聞き、聴聞するときに、それを 聴聞しましたら、こう当たったという、まあ喜びの心で溢れて、その立ち上がって喜んだんですね。この十世芸、いつもお唱えしてるんですけど、十世芸の中に、いただく言葉は、人々のためにすべての教えを解き明かし、広く功徳の宝を与えようということですね。 だから、祭地は何で喜んだのでしょうか。この宝物、仏様の功徳の宝物をいただいた。まあ、宝くじを引いたように。宝くじを引くのは私が頑張って、この宝を作ったんじゃなくて、私のところに何もしなくて、私のところに届いた。という意味で、喜ぶでしょう。宝くじは何の苦労しなくても当たるんですね。 信心も同じようなことですね。この仏様の御教えを聞いて安心した心は、私たち何もしなくていただくものですから、この宝くじに当たるようなもので、まあ、十世紀もそういう言葉も仏様からいただきますね。私がみんなにこの宝をあげて、自由に何もしなくて仏様が上がるので、その 念仏の喜ぶということですね。からお南無阿弥陀仏というのは、私がこのままの私が何もしなくて何もならなくても、このまま私が救いがある。まあ、もちろんいろいろ日常の仕事を頑張ったりするんですけど、最も大切な心の救いは仏様に任せたらいいという言葉ですね。 これはお念仏の喜びのお心だと思います。So I'd like to conclude my message here. So this coming week, I want you to think about all these opportunities that you have to learn day to day, learn from your parents, learn from your teachers, that all of this knowledge will make your life richer and make your life happier. But please remember that just as you are, that you're wonderful, and that in the light of the Buddha's wisdom, we're all beautifully embraced in the Nembutsu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, omegaishimasu.
Namu Amida Butsu. 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 Namu Amida Butsu.